last $2.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Yes,
we just have our last
$2. Yeah. Who are you?
I'm Dave Leake.
And I'm L.A. Frederickson. What show is this?
And you're listening to Homegrown KIO.
Yeah, that was Candy.
We're a little slap happy today.
Yes, we are. Candy Foster and the Shades of Blue. Last $2, that's one of his big hits.
And nobody can command a room like that man can.
Yes, he can. He's something else. An institution. Icon, for sure. Well, welcome, right? Homegrown KIO. Yeah. Here we go. Episode number 186. It's another mixtape.
Yep, got a little bit of everything for you tonight.
Yeah, and David, my hat's off to you. This looks good. It's really good. Mix of tunes from different decades and everything.
Yeah, well, I want to explain this next song because we normally don't play covers on this song, but this was kind of a special thing. I'm not sure if anybody's really heard this. We got a track from Ed Esselby, and a lot of you have heard Journey's Wheel in the Sky, and that was written by Diane Valery. She wrote a poem that was Ross Valery, the bass player's wife.
Right.
And Neil Schon and Robert Fleischman, who was the vocalist for Journey, and then Steve Perry came in, and actually his voice got on the Infinity album. So, but we found out that Ed Esselby, who we featured in last week's show, actually cut Wheel in the Sky with Robert Fleischman, and he played drums on it.
Wow.
And also Mike Weeks, who I believe was in Velvet Angel.
Was that done around here then?
I believe so.
Was Fleischman involved with Nature's Table or anything?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know the whole story behind it. So we're going to play the Robert Fleischman version of Wheel in the Sky. And it fits Homegrown because Ed Esselby's playing drums on it.
There you go. And Mike Weeks.
That's right.
Very cool. All right, that's up. And then we've got George Faber and Stronghold after that.